Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Beis. Before we begin, because it's Erev Shabbos, I'd like to take the opportunity to share two special things. 33 years ago, approximately, when I was privileged to move to Eretz Yisrael, that was when my relationship with Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avracha, took another leap of living in the same city. When I lived in America, prior to that, we used to be in touch on the phone 2-3 times a week, and some of those conversations were 60 minutes, 90 minutes sometimes, Baruch Hashem. But living here took it to a whole other level. And a short while after I moved here, he suggested that we start a kollel, a half a day kollel for English speakers. And we started it in the Breslov Shul in Me'e Sharim. And I asked him what the program should be, what we should learn. And he said, Gemara, because that's the whole base of Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha. Rabbi Nachman wanted us to learn Halacha every day, Mishnah Berurah. And in addition, Likutei Halachos. And we started it, and I believe we would start at, it was from 9:30 to 1 p.m. And it was Shurim every single day, 5 days a week, as is customary in most of the kollels in Eretz Yisrael. Then at one point, I don't remember exactly when, but we were, and this went on for a number of years. Then at one point, we were speaking, and Reb Michal said to me, what about Friday? What about Erev Shabbos? And I looked at him, and he said, it's true that kollelim here in Eretz Yisrael don't operate on Erev Shabbos, but we're not regular kollelim. We could learn on Erev Shabbos, you get even more credit because 95% of the kollels are closed in. So I asked him, what should we learn on Erev Shabbos? So he said, no, you don't have to have the 4 hours. Do 1 hour, an hour and a half, and do Chumash and Rashi. Rabbi Nazal referred to Rashi as Achia Shel Torah, the brother of the Torah, the most important commentary. Do the Chumash, do the Parsha of the week. And we started it, and that continued for about 2 or 3 years. And I remember it was so special to have the privilege of a kvius when you're doing something consistently every week. It's very special. And naturally, there were other things that came up in the discussion of the Parsha. There were other interesting things that came up. So today is Erev Shabbos, and the tzaddikim that are sharing this year with us are obviously from that superior type, the 1 or 2% that even have kollel on Friday, Baruch Hashem. We're very privileged. Now to share something important related to Shavuos coming up, related to the Parsha of the week, Parshas Bamidbar. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in many places. We read Parshas Bamidbar, usually right before Shavuos, and Rashi, the opening Rashi in Bamidbar is, Hashem says, count and celebrate. That the way we go into Shavuos is counting. We're counting the Omer, and we're counting Jews. The Parsha of the week is counting Jews. Why is that so important? To teach us that every Jew counts so much. You save a Jew, you save the world. You chas v'shom lose a Jew, you lost an entire world. And we know that by Rabbi Akiva, his Talmidim passed away because we weren't machshiv every single person. We didn't consider every person so important. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal stressed to his students, Anan bechavivusa talya milsa. We're not 24,000, we're not 2,400, we're not 240. At one point, there were 6 students plus him, like the 6 days of the week and the Shabbos. And he said, we 7 will be able to do what 24,000 couldn't because of the unity, because of the achdus between us. The final shiur that Rabbi Nachman gave in his life on Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah before he passed away, he spoke about the incredible importance of each additional neighbor that comes and joins the kibbutz. When you have a gathering, Jews getting together to perform a mitzvah, each additional person that comes multiplies the effectiveness of the accomplishment of the ruchnis. So that's why we're going to be read Parshas Bamidbar, where we're counting each one, how many people in each shevet, and how many people all together. A person would say, this doesn't really belong in the Torah. This is one of the most important messages in the Torah, how each Jew counts. And in order to receive the Torah is trillions of watts of light. In order to receive that light in a healthy way, you have to have enough vessels to be able for the light to go into. If there are too few vessels and the light is too big, the vessels will shatter and burst. That's what happened with Rabbi Akiva's students. We're told, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was either equal to or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chochmah, which means he had an unbelievable light to give. Had there been enough Kalim to receive it, they could have received that light and transmitted it, passed it on to the next generations. Because of the fact, even though they were 24,000, but they weren't plugged in, the wires weren't plugged in together, the circuits blew, Magefa, everyone died, Rahman al-Islam. During this period where we count the Omer, we're counting, again, the importance every single day, every single minute is so important, every minute of life, and especially every single Jew. That's one extremely important message. And the other message, Rav Nosson Zal, after Rabbi Nachman passed away, he had students and he was mekarev of many people. And one time, and on Shavuos, his students would come to him for Yontif. And on one Shavuos, they were mechabed Rav Nosson Zal in the morning to be the one to take out the Torah from the Oren Kodesh. And he went over with incredible simcha, because the opening of the Oren Kodesh on earth is opening up the heavenly gates. The Zohar HaKodesh says that when the Oren Kodesh is opened, the Sharei Rachmim in Shamayim are being opened. It's an incredible Eis Rotzon. So Rav Nosson Zal went up with ecstatic joy to open the Oren Kodesh on Shavuos morning, and he took out the Sefer Torah, and he couldn't contain himself. He yelled out, he said, a new Torah, a brand new Torah for this year. And we know that on Shavuos, when the Torah speaks about Shavuos, it says, Uveyoim habikurim, on this day when the bikurim is brought, behakrivchem mincha chadosho l'Hashem, when we bring a new mincha to Hashem. And that word chadosho is emphasized in all Sifrei Chassidus, especially by Rav Nosson Zal, that this is what religion is really all about, this is what Torah is all about. A person who's doing it properly, it's brand new every single day. Chadosha, new. The Torah, this holiday of Shavuos, the Torah that we're going to receive on Shavuos Tavshin Pei is not the same Torah as last year. If we don't realize that, then there's no real purpose to it. We believe Be'emunah Shleima that the Torah is infinite. Hashem is infinite, and the Torah that Hashem is giving us now is a brand new Torah. Should be zeicha to celebrate that kind of Shavuos and have that kind of attitude about Yiddishkeit that takes it to a whole other level. When we want to teach our children, our families, when we want them to love Yiddishkeit, to know what Yiddishkeit is about, if they see that we know what it's about, if they see our attitude, a person buys a new home, $1 million for a brand new home, or $5 million, the excitement going into the house for the first time, Lahavdil, receiving a new Torah, I'm putting on tefillin today for the first time. It's like the first time in my life. Person doing a mitzvah with that attitude, that really shows everybody how important it is. Okay, we continue in the Likutei Halachos, Sif Yud Beis. We were speaking about time and Lamala Min Hazman. We spoke about the Shofar, we spoke about Rosh Hashanah. And again, this whole halacha is connected to two chapters in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 79 and chapter 61. V'zeh b'chinas tiku v'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. The pasuk, the main pasuk that we emphasize on Rosh Hashanah is this pasuk where it says, blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh, b'chodesh, on the first day of the month, b'kesel, when there's a covering, when the moon is covered up on the first day of the month, the moon is almost completely hidden, leyoim chagenu, on this awesome holiday. The Gemara says about this pasuk, eze chag shehalavonim is kaseboi, which is the one holiday of the year which comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Pesach comes out on the 15th of the month. Sukkot's on the 15th. The one holiday that's on Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. Zer Rosh Hashanah. K'moyisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says. Ki baroish Hashanah oz shnehem yachad. What's unique about Rosh Hashanah is that the sun and the moon are coming together. It's the beginning of the month and the beginning of the new year. Shnehem yachad, Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh. Va'oz nischabrim shneim yachad, and then the two are joining together. Oir halavana va'oir hachama, the light of the sun and the light of the moon. Shehem roish hashana shehu shalchama v'rosh chodesh shehu lalavana. Va'oz tzrichin sheyalu v'yischabru shneim yachad, and it's on this day that we need both of them to rise and join together. V'yihia oir halavana koir hachama. And the light of the moon should become equal to the light of the sun, which it's only when Moshiach comes that that'll really be done to perfection. But on Rosh Hashanah, we're given a taste of that in a sense. Shezeh bechinas hisachtus hazman. This is also the concept of the bringing together, the unifying of time. Shehazman oyla lebechinas lamalam yazman, where time, which is, we said, gashmius, is rising up to lamalam in azman, which is ruchni, is spiritual. V'zeh bechinas tkiya shofar kanal. And we explained in the previous shir that that's what the blowing of the shofar is all about. The narrow part of the shofar and the wide part of the shofar, all the things that Rav Nosson Zal explained about it. V'zehu tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh, on Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is covered up. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a discussion which is mentioned in many places throughout Likutei Halachos. The fact that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembering. We couldn't come up with a better name for this most important day of the year. What is Yom HaZikaron? And Rav Nosson Zal gives about 10 or 20 fabulous explanations throughout Likutei Halachos about how significant this is. This is one of them here now. Remember, we mentioned previously, we repeated the famous Gemara in the entranceway to Miron. When you enter into the kever of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it quotes the pasuk there, Ki loy sishokach mipi zaroi, that the Gemara says in Shabbos that the rabbis got together in Kerem Biyavne, one of the main yeshivas during the time of the Tanoim, and they all agreed that there's going to come a time when the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, no, it won't. The Torah will not be forgotten. And he quoted a pasuk, Ki loy sishokach mipi zaroi. The pasuk says it will not be forgotten from the mouths of his children, referring to Hashem. But Rabbi Nachman writes that Rabbi Shimon quoted this pasuk because in this pasuk is hinted to the person whose child will ensure that the Torah will not be forgotten. The Rabbi Yochai, the last letters of Ki Loi Sishokach Mipi Zaroi, spell the name Yochai, which is the name of the Tana, Rabbi Yochai, whose son, Mipi Zaroi, as a result of his son, Rabbi Shimon, who brought the Zohar HaKodesh into the world, who revealed such a powerful, eternal light that guaranteed that even in our generation, right before the coming of Moshiach, when the darkness, the spiritual darkness is at a peak, the Torah will not be forgotten. The Zohar HaKodesh is still continuing to beam tremendous light. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a discussion on the topic of remembering and forgetting. And we said forgetting, when a person forgets something, it doesn't mean that it's not erased, that it's not in their brain anymore. It could be there. It's just that the lights are off. You don't see it. Proof is a person forgets something, and then 5 minutes later or tomorrow, they remember it. What happened? The data flew out of their head and it came back in? No, it was there. Just the lights were off. The word hachoshech is the letters shikha. And remembering, zikorain, is a concept of light. Forgetting is a concept of darkness. In the story of the seven Betlers, we mentioned this in the previous year, which is the most significant story in the entire Sipurei Maaseis. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks about seven tzaddikim who come to a sheva brachas, and each one gives a unique bracha. The first day of the sheva brachas, the betler that appears, the tzaddik that appears, is the one whose memory he's able to prove that he remembers, he was able to remember further back than all and anybody else. And he says there that he's the youngest and he's the oldest. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand also why Rosh Hashanah, out of all the titles that could, all the words in the Torah, Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim HaZikaron, the day of remembering. There's a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 54, which is a famous Torah, where Rabbeinu Zal begins there by saying that the most important thing for a Jew is Zikoroin da'alma da'osi, to remember that there is another world, that this world that we're in now is simply a hallway, a prosdor, to prepare us to go into the permanent world. And there Rabbeinu Zal says, begins the Torah, Kitzrichen lishmor ma'oides hazikoroin. A Jew has to guard and protect their memory very, very well. Shelo yipoy l'shikcha, not to fall into forgetting. Bechinas misas halev, which is synonymous with a heart that's dead. Chas v'shalom. And he goes into major discussion. And he says, what's the most important thing we have to remember? That there's another world. Zikorin d'almadosi, that the person should never think that there's only this world. And he goes into a beautiful discussion on this. It's brought, that's one of the reasons why the Torah begins with the letter Beis, a large Beis of Bereishis, to tell us that there are two, there's this world and the next world. That's the introduction to Yiddishkeit, that this world is a preparation. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki shikcha hu bechinas histalkus hadas. Forgetting is a form of a loss of das. Sheshom ikar hazman. And we learned before that when there's little das, that's when it feels like a long time. Small children, to them, 15 minutes feels like a whole, like 50 hours. The older a person gets, the more the time goes much quicker. Avol zikoroin hu bechinas das. The ability to remember represents a level of das. Shaydezeh nizbatel hazman. The higher the das, the less man. Kiafil, and now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Kiafilu b'sichla. We're talking here about a very high level of ruchnius, lamalam and azman. But now Rav Nosson Zal comes back down, and he says kiafilu b'sichleinu, because even in our mental state, onu yecholin lachoven ksas, even we can understand a little bit she'ein shum zman klal. That there's really no such thing as time. Kiroyim b'chush, as we see in real life, meaning shehazman hoylech v'hoyma, the time just keeps going. It doesn't stop. It just continues. V'hu of upoireach kitzel oiver, the time flies by like a fleeting shadow. At shebe'emes l'fi prichas hamachshova royin kemat b'chush shein shum zman klal, so that in reality, based on how quick our mind goes, our thoughts fly from one to the other, a person sees that there's no, the time goes, it's gone. Now, gone. Now, in 1 second, now becomes the past. Ki heichon hu azman shel kol hoylam. Rav Nosson Zal asks, where is the time of the whole world? Where is everybody's 70 years? Where is it? Is it in some warehouse? It's gone. The time flies by. V'ikar hazman hu rak machmas hashikha. The only reason why we feel time is because of this concept of forgetting. That as time goes by, things are forgotten. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, nishkachti kames milev. I was forgotten like a dead person is forgotten from the heart. We know the Torah tells us that sometimes, in some cases, after 12 months, a person is forgotten. We forget about them. The first 12 years, the memory is very intense, and after 12 months, it's forgotten. Machmashoivrim yomim vishonim, because days and years are going by. Ubiravois hayomim nishkochin hayomim horishonim. And as many days go by, we forget the previous days. Umachmas hashikcha Nidme ki'ilu kvar hazman hu oroich v'nimshach moed. And because of this ability to forget, that's what makes us think, wow, it was such a long time ago that this thing was. 33 years ago I came to Eretz. Wow, it's such a long time. Aval kishezoichren heitev, mashenase mitchila adachshav. But when a person remembers very accurately what was before and what is now, v'hayoyim she'ovar lifnei kama shonem kilu hu oymed achshav, and a day that passed many years ago, 10 years ago, something like that, the person remembers it as if it was right now. That makes us realize that there's no such thing really as time. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on our limited intellect that we have now in the world, we can't really understand that. What does that mean? What does that really mean? Just, we have an idea of this concept of time flying by. The time goes by so quickly and it's gone. Shezikoroin hu shleimus hadas hu bechinas lamala min hazman. That the ability to remember accurately is one of the manifestations of shleimus hadas, of a perfection of das, which is above the concept of time. Again, a person who learned things 50 years ago and they remember it, instant recall. They can recall it as if they just learned it now. You speak to certain Talmidei Chachamim and he's quoting something to you as if it were right in front, as if he were looking at it right now. Rav Nosson Zal writes about Rabbeinu Zal, an interesting point, that when you spoke to Rabbeinu Zal about any topic in Yiddishkeit, when very learned people would discuss with him something that they had just been learning, and again, it's fresh in their mind and it's accurate, Rabbeinu Zal would respond as if he had just learned this also, right? As if he were in the subject. The Gemara warns that you're not allowed to ask a Talmud Chacham a question on something that he's not learning now, certainly not publicly, because it could come off being embarrassing. He's not in that sugi, he's not in that topic right now. There's a whole beautiful story in the Gemara about that. But Rav Nosson Zal writes about Rabbeinu Zal, you saw that the entire Torah was right in front of him. Total recall, instant recall, as if mamish, it was all in the present. Nothing was before. Ki ikar hazman hu machma she'en lanu sechel. Because, again, the true experiencing of time is only from lack of intellect on our part. That's why it seems as if, oh, I still have time, there's time. K'moy shomer Rabbeinu Zal beferish, as Rabbeinu Zal said clearly, dehainu b'china shikha shu b'china shena histalkus das, which means that because of the possibility of forgetting, which is like sleep, which is histalkus das, that's what makes us think that there's time. V'al kein mazhir ha-posuk. And this is why the pasuk in Hazin warns us, Zechor Yemois Oilam, remember the days of the world, Binu Shnois Dor Vador, understand the years of from generation to generation, Shekol Yemois Oilam Ushnois Dor Vador Tzrichen Laha'aloisom Ulekashom Labechina Zikoroin Shulam Alam Yezman. What this is telling us is that all the days of the world and all the years of all the generations, we have to elevate them and connect them to zikaron, to remembering, which is above the concept of time. V'zehu zechoyer yemoy soylam, zechoyer daika. V'zehu al yedei binu shnoistor vador, dahainu al yedei bina vadas. The more you will increase your sechel, the more Torah you will learn, the more your brain will be filled with das, shaydezer nizbatel hazman shel kol yemay soilam. That's how you eliminate the constriction, the tzimtzum of time, of all the days and generations. V'alkein nikro Rosh Hashanah yoyim hazikoroin. This is why Rosh Hashanah is called yoyim hazikoroin. Ki oz b'tchilas hashanah, Malin kol hazman letchilas hazman, because it's on the opening day of the year that we're going to elevate the entire year, all of zman, to the beginning of time, to the origin of time, which is bitul hazman, to Hashem, to ruchnius, where there's no time. Shezeu bechinas zikorin. This is what remembering is all about. Note we have the Sheish Zechirois, there's a mitzvah saseh, six things to remember every day. And Rav Nosson Zal, I believe, is going to bring soon that Amalek, we know that the greatest adversary of Klal Yisrael is Amalek. The Torah refers to him as Reishis Goyim, the leader of all nations, all 70 nations. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Amalek is a composite of all the Ra of all 70 nations. How do we battle Amalek? Zohar Esa Sherosa Lecha Amalek. Parsha Zohar, remember. Amalek is all of, and Zohar begins with Zohar, and Loi Tishkoch, don't forget. That's Parsha Zohar. That's the Torah reading, that's Midoraisa. The most important thing, remember, don't forget. Because that word Zohar is a summary of what all of Yiddishkeit is all about. It's all about knowing that time is going by at lightning speed. Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, that from the day a person is born, they start walking, they're starting a trip, they're traveling in a certain direction. They're headed towards the grave. And every day I'm getting closer, Rachmona Litzlan. And the more that a person's aware of that, the person will live a real life, will really live. Reb Avram Barab Nachman Tolchiner, one of the outstanding leaders of Breslov 100 years ago, gave a beautiful mashal to be able to appreciate life. He said that there was a criminal who committed a major, major offense against the king, and the king issued a decree, death sentence. They try him, they make a trial, they make a decision, he has to be killed. He's going to be hung. Where? They have to travel several hours to go to the place where he'll be hung, and publicly everybody should see and get the message. So they put him in a wagon, and the wagon has two powerful horses on it, and the wagon is racing from the courtroom to the place where he's going to be hung. And the wagon is racing, and he's looking out of the window, and he's seeing all the different sights along the way, this trip that he's going. And Rabbi Ram Rabbi Nachman said, that's us in this world, that's our life. The two horses are day and night, Yoim Valayla. Those are the two horses that are racing at high speed to bring us to our final destination. What is our final destination? The Beis HaChaim, it's called, the Beis HaKvoros. And he says there, so now, picture the guy looking out of the window, and he says, wow, do you see that pretty lead? Do you see that dress? Do you see that? Do you think that the person's going to get preoccupied with all the nonsense, foolishness that they see out of the window? That's what they'll be thinking about? Or are they going to be thinking about, my life is about to come to an end? What am I leaving with? What did I accomplish? Did I do anything in the time that I was here? What am I leaving behind? Children, do my children know about Hashem? Do they know the purpose of life? Did I think about the purpose of life during the whole time that I was living here? Continuing inside, paragraph Yudalid, V'zeh b'chinas malchiois, zichroinois, shoifrois. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this, now we can understand the three divisions in the Shmoneh Esrei at Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. One section of the Shmoneh Esrei is called Malchios, where we focus on all the psukim in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim that speak about the kingdom of Hashem. The other major paragraph is about all the psukim in the Torah that speak about Zikaron, remembering, and then other psukim about Shofar. Malchus Zebechinas Zman. We explained in the previous year that time is associated with the sphere of Malchus. Malchus is a keli, a vessel, a tzimtzum. Kishom kol seder zmanim. Because the whole organization of time is within Malchus, structure. Bashkocha, we're benching Rosh Chodesh this Shabbos. And again, they're going to announce that the moilet is on this day, on Friday, 11 o'clock, so many minutes and so many chalokim. The hour, we said, is divided into 1,080 chalokim, and that number, 1,080, is malchus. It's one less than tiferes, because malchus is looked at as one level below tiferes. Utzrichin lahalois hamalchus bechinas seder azmanim lebechinas lamalam yazman. And we need, our mission is to elevate the malchus. All of the Sifrei Kabbalah, the whole focus in all Sifrei Kabbalah is a realization that we, the Jewish nation, are the Malchus of Hashem. We're called Yisroel Mam Shaloisov. And the Shekhinah, the divine presence of Hashem, which is present in this world, is called Malchus. It's referred to as Malchus. The Shekhinah is the Malchus of Hashem. And our mission in this world is to elevate the divine presence of Hashem in this world, to elevate it and connect it to the divine presence up on high, and to elevate ourselves and everything in this world to elevate it up to Hashem. That's called elevating the Malchus, which is the order of time, lebechinas lemala me'azman, to elevate it to above time, shehu bechinas zikorin, which is that concept of remembering. Vezehu zichroinois, and that's the second section in the Shmoneh Esrei, which is called zichroinois. Va'oz kishoila hazman lebechinas lemala me'azman, and when we succeed in elevating the Malchus to the zichroinois, we elevate time to above time, Oz Nishma HaKoil. Rav Nosson Zal had said previously, then you can hear the sound of the shofar. Sheze Bechina Shmias Koil Shofar. Then the sound of the shofar is being heard, Vezehu Shofaris. He just showed us how the three sections of the Shmoneh Esrei correspond to what we spoke about previously, what we're trying to accomplish, to be able to hear the Koil of Kedusha. Any questions, please?
How that's accomplishing all the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros.
Paragraph Yud Aleph. He spoke about what the Tekiah represents, how the Tekiah was the smoothness that corresponded to Avram Avinu, the Chesed. The Shvarim was Yitzchak. The Truah was Yaakov, which represented, again, different stages in this Aliyah.
Could the Rav explain perhaps what this call is about? What are we supposed to hear, this call of Kedusha? A little bit more detail.
I believe it's referring to every example of Koil of Kedusha. We know, for example, at Har Sinai, it speaks about the Koil Shofar, and it says there were Koilois Ubrokim. One of the ways that Hashem communicates with us is through Koil, through the voice. The voice of Hashem was heard. V'chol ha'om royenes ha'koilois. That Hashem made a miracle at Har Sinai that we were able to see sound. Number one, the Gemara speaks about that every single day there's an announcement that goes out to the world. There's a cruise that goes out. Wake up, all of you. Realize the purpose of life. You know, and live the right kind of life. There's a story about Rabbi Nachman that on the night of Shavuos, it's amazing, the questions bring out very important things, that on the night of Shavuos, Rabbi Nachman was walking with one of his students to go to the mikveh. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the most important mikvahs of the year is the mikvah of the night of Shavuos. This is referring to men. That after Chatzos, after midnight, before Alois HaShachar, during that period of time, we go to the mikvah in order to prepare ourselves for the ultimate wedding, the marriage between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, which takes place in the early hours of the morning, in the Shachris and Musaf of Shavuos, in the Keser. The Arizal goes into detail to explaining exactly how this takes place. So Rabbi Nachman was walking with this student, and Rabbi Nachman was holding his ears as if he was hearing firecrackers, you know, he was hearing booms. And the student looked at, he didn't know what was going on. They're walking, it's quiet outside. At one point, the student looked at Rabbi Nachman, and Rabbi Nachman said to him, "You don't hear what's..." And the student looked blank. Rabbi Nachman was obviously hearing the koilois of Hars of Matan Torah. So again, there is this koil of Kedusha, which is Hashem's voice, which is being, Hashem is announcing every single day to the world. Now the question is, what's the purpose of him announcing it if we don't hear this? This question is asked in many Sifrei Chassidus. And the answer is, that number one, the great tzaddikim do hear it. And those of us who don't hear it on a physical level, our neshama hears it. That's number one. Number two, this is one of the important reasons of coming close to tzaddikim, to talmidei chachamim. Horem kashoifor koilech v'haget la'ami pishon. Hashem says to the neviim, to the prophets, to the tzaddikim in every generation, lift up your voice like the shofar, and tell my nation their sins. Enlighten them. Tell them what they're doing wrong. Show them how to come close to me. So again, Yiddishkeit, we can sum up Yiddishkeit in one word. It's the koil. It's the koil of Hashem and the koil of the tzaddikim amitiim that we're trying to listen to hear that koil of Kedusha, which will elevate us, which will elevate the Malchus, you know, and return it elevated to Hashem. So we're referring to all sounds of Kedusha. We have the 10 types of song, the Sefer Tehillim, which is, Rav Nosson Zal referenced it previously, the koilois and the nigunim, which are what inject life into each and every single day. In the Beis HaMikdash, no korban was brought without the Levim singing and playing musical instruments. On Shabbos, they played music in the Beis HaMikdash. These are all examples of the koil of Kedusha.
Thank you, beautiful.
Sure. Any other questions?
I want to speak with somebody about very high concept, spirituality that Rebbe talks about, and he just blanked. In other words, he was happy with this world, and I was thinking, how can this person hear the beautiful song as you're describing?
The question is, it's interesting you mention this, because I just had this brought up by a close mutual friend yesterday who brought up the same thing. He was talking about the fact that one of my close friends had discovered a shir that was given by Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, in Tov Shin Lamed Gimel, which means almost 50 years ago, a shir on Tikkuni Zohar. It was the Siyum, being made on Erev Pesach, a Siyum B'chayrim, where he completed the learning of the Tikkuni Zohar, which he said is like 10 times Shas, learning the whole Shas. Rabbi Nachman taught us that the Tikkuni Zohar is the deepest sefer in the world. And Rav Rosenfeld gave a spectacular, clear shir on that topic, finishing up a 40-minute shir. And my friend heard it and was so excited about it. He was a student of Rav Rosenfeld, so he had a real appreciation for it. And he made it available to people on a WhatsApp group. And one of the people wrote back a very negative response, saying, like, who needs this confusion, this stuff that doesn't make any sense to most people, they don't even know, it's gobbledygook and that kind of stuff. And the person responded in a negative way. The Zohar HaKodesh itself speaks about this, that there are souls, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Rabbi Nachman's wisdom in Sichei Saran, that there are souls, there are neshamos, that are naturally drawn to this type of Torah, to secrets of Torah, to the soit, but to the highest portion of Torah, the most spiritual aspects of Torah. And there are other souls that are spiritually asleep, or 90% asleep, 60% asleep, sometimes 100% asleep. And Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, in discussing this in Sichas Aran, he speaks about it at length in one of the paragraphs there. And he says at the end, even those people who don't have it, they can get it, but it's not easy. It's not easy. And this is why you see, and I heard this from Rav Rosenfeld many times, that there were people who would hear shiurim that he gave, even not on Tikkuni Zohar, just basic Hasidus. And they didn't get it didn't excite them, it didn't impress them, nothing. They heard it and they went to look for something else. And there were other people that heard it, and their souls got ignited, and you saw them climbing a ladder, a spiritual ladder of getting closer to Hashem by this type of knowledge, this type of information. I remember, I just mentioned this yesterday to my wife in talking about this topic. There was a certain point in time where, because Hashem gave me the incredible schus of marrying his daughter, so we lived in the same building. He lived one floor above us, and my wife would insist that even when we weren't eating with him on Shabbos, that he at least come down for dessert, come down to our house for dessert. And that meant he would have dessert and he'd have to give a Dvar Torah. And he loved it. He enjoyed it tremendously. And there were times that he would give over beautiful, deep Divrei Torah at that point. And there was once a time where he said to me that, you think I didn't have this knowledge, I didn't know this 20 years ago, 10 years ago? And he said, There weren't people who wanted to hear it. And you could tell the pain on his part, that again, depending on who's listening, some people have a thirst for Torah And some people have a thirst for this type of Torah, and some people don't. I remember hearing that at one point, about 10, 15 years before I met Rav Rosenfeld, he had a group of students, and he started giving a shiur to them. He offered them, these were students that were with him for a while, and he offered to give them a shiur in Tikkuni Zohar, which he would explain. He was very incredibly qualified to explain and bring it down. And it started with a few people, and it ended up that only one of his students remained. That shiur went on for 12 years. They would meet twice a week, and it went for an hour and a half. And I witnessed that shiur because it was on Fridays sometimes, Friday afternoon, when a close friend of mine and I would go to Rav Rosenfeld to bring him, to take him to the mikveh with a car. And the person who was at the shiur would write notes. Rav Rosenfeld would include the writings of the Arizal and incredible knowledge in that shiur. It wasn't just tight, she would explain phenomenally. And I had the opportunity once to ask one of his other students how that shiur began. And he told me it began with a number of people, but he said most of us at the time were young, we didn't appreciate, we didn't know, we didn't realize the value of this. So right in the beginning, people came for one or two shiurim and dropped out. This one person, he was tuned into this, he was excited, and he remained through the end. So again, it's an incredible schus that some people have and some people don't.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, let's continue. V'ze b'chinas yoim teruah yilachem. Rav Nosanlal says, look at the pasuk which defines Rosh Hashanah in the Chumash. A day of shofar blowing, it should be for you. Yoim daika. The pasuk says a day. Ki oz oile hayoim shibchinas man lebchinas lemalam min hazman. This is telling us that one of the important things that's taking place on Rosh Hashanah is that time, a day, is being elevated to above a day. Shezeo b'chinas trua, that's the sound of the shofar. B'chinas shmias kol shofar. As was mentioned in a previous year, that Rosh Hashanah is also called Yoima Arichta, the long day. It's the only day of the year that the Gemara refers to as the long day. What do you mean long? It's the same 24 hours. No, it's not. That Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael has the opportunity to elevate time to above the concept of time. Gashmias being elevated to Ruchnias. Va'oz al yidei koil shofar shu koil Yaakov, nichna koil Esav kanal. And as we mentioned previously, by blowing the shofar, which is the koil of Yaakov, it's the koil of Kedusha, it's machnia, the coil of Esav. Remember, the Torah spoke about that vayisa Esav koiloi vay. Esav knew all of the suffering, the Gemara says, all the suffering that we are going through for thousands of years is because Esav cried. When he saw that the brachas were given away to Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says, vayisa Esav es koiloi vayev. He lifted up his coil and cried. That coil has cost us thousands of years of suffering. This is what's written in the Gemara and in other Sforim. And again, on Rosh Hashanah, we combat, we match the coil of Esav with the coil of Yaakov. Shehu roitzel katregos. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that every year on Rosh Hashanah, when the Bezin Shalmala, when the heavenly court sits in judgment, Esav comes, the forces of the Sitrachra come, to prosecute the Jews. Ve'ikar achizosoi bazman. And the main power of Esav, the main connection of Esav is in time. Ki hu b'chinas eis ro'o. Esav corresponds to what it says in Koheles, that there are bad times. Remember, we spoke about the 28 different times. Validei ha'tshuva. And through the process of tshuva, sha'idei zeh nizbatel hazman. Rav Nosanzal told us earlier that a day that a person is doing tshuva, they erase time. Because again, a person would say, this is absurd. Person wasn't religious for 20 years of his life, and he comes now and he says, I'm sorry, you're going to tell me that that can erase 20 years? And the answer is, most definitely yes. 100% true. V'nishma koil Yaakov. And the time is nullified, And the coil of Yaakov is heard. Bechinas coil shofar, aydeze nizbatel kol achizosoi shel ha'esro. That eliminates the connection of the bad times, ki achshov nizbatel hazman legamri. Because now on Rosh Hashanah, through the coil shofar, time is being eliminated completely. Va'oz nichna v'nizbatel koil Esav, aydei koil Yaakov. And then the coil of Esav is being defeated through the coil of Yaakov. Remember that famous pasuk, HaKoil Koil Yaakov VaHayodayim Yidei Esav, that the power of the Jew is the mouth. when Balak was terrified about the Jewish people's victories, and he said, how can we battle the Jews? So the Torah tells us he researched, he studied the Jewish nation. What is their power? What is their secret weapon? And he discovered it's the mouth. Their power is their leaders who have the power of tefillah and Torah, the koil. And he said, therefore, I'm going to find someone whose power is also in his mouth. And he found Bilam, whose power was the power of klola, Rachmana Litzlan. So this is really what it's all about. The koil of Kedusha versus the coil of the Sitra Achra. V'ze b'chinas zochor eis asher osa l'cha amolek. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that word, zochor daiko. Ki amolek shumizera Esav, amolek who is from the descendants of Esav, shehu ha-sitra achra, who is the sitra achra, sheyinikosoi rak mi hisgabrus hazman. His power comes only from the power, when time is being empowered. Mibechinas eis ro, from those bad times. Iker hachnoosoi, the way that we defeat Amalek, defeat Esav, defeat the Sitra Achra, aydei bechinas zocher, is by remembering. Aydei hazikorain, shu bechinas Rosh Hashanah, bechinas bitul azmanu kanal. Vezeh shepirush rashi sham. Now listen to this. This is why if you look in the Chumash, when it talks about Amalek coming to engage Klal Yisrael for the first time, we're coming out of Mitzrayim. The entire world is in awe about Hashem, how big Hashem is, and how great the Jewish people are. It says, Shamu Amim Yirgozun. Nations heard about it, and they were terrified. Chil Ochaz Yoshve Peloshes, and this dog, Amalek, shows up, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid. What afraid? What Hashem? What power? So the pasuk says there that how did Moshe Rabbeinu battle him? Vayehi yodov emuna ad boy Hashemesh. That Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in tefillah until the sun set. Dahainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, she'irbev ubitel seder hazmanim. He confused and nullified the power of time. Ki amolekim hoyu choshvim hashois. Because Amalek, in going to attack the Jews, Amalek was knowledgeable in astrology and astronomy, and he knew the signs of the zodiac, and he knew the months, and he knew the days, and he knew the seconds. And he tried to calculate what's the most opportune second to attack the Jews where he has a chance of winning. Kama Shapirush Rashi Sham, as Rashi points out over there at the end of Bishalach. Listen to the words of Rashi. Ad boy Hashemesh, Rashi says, Kshehoyu Amalekim mechashven es hashois beistrologia. That Amalek and his people were calculating the hours using their knowledge of astrology, to see which hour is the most opportune that they can defeat and destroy the Jewish nation. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the clock. Moshe Rabbeinu said, son, excuse me, stop, freeze. And thereby he confused the hours. Now there's no more Esra Es Toiv. I am in control. Hashem is in control. Hashem controls the sun and the astrology and everything. And Hashem asks, who's my boss? The Gemara says in Moed Katan, page 16, Hashem says, I, Moshe, I rule over everything. Umi Moshe be. Who rules over me? Tzadik. Tzadik Moshe be Yiras Elikim. The Tzadik, Hashem says, I issue a decree and the tzaddik can nullify my decree. This is the wording in the Gemara. So the sun and the zodiac, Hashem programmed all of it, and Moshe Rabbeinu took a programming course, and he went in and modified it for Amalek. Now there's no astrology, now there's no zodiac. Now let's see what you could do. Kimishom hoyo ikar yinikosom. Because that's where Amalek and the Sitrach drew their power from. Mibechinas zmanim v'shois. From the times and the hours. Moshe Rabbeinu hoyo loy koyach levatel hazman. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to nullify time, to go above time. Vehem et hachama, he stopped the sun. Ve'irbev hashois, he moved around all the pieces. Sheze bechinas bitul hazman. That's the nullifying of time. And this is how Moshe Rabbeinu was successful in being Machnia Hamon. We spoke yesterday, I believe in the previous year, about Moshiach. We quoted the pasuk that Hashem says about Moshiach, Beniato, you are my son, Ani Hayoim Yiledaticha. I gave birth to you today. Moshiach is the one who's being born every single day. He's born new every single day. There are people that always, when they hear about a person, they say, what's your birthday? By your birthday, I can tell which, are you a Capricorn or a Corn Capra? What are you? And Moshiach says, guess what, buddy? I'm born 365 days a year. Now tell me which sign I am. Above the tzaddik, and especially Moshiach, will be above all of that. That's this power of that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a sample of. How that the tzaddikim, through tefillah, we go above the stars and above time. Tefillah, tshuva, is lamala miyazman. Any questions before we close?
Shmonasri, we say taka b'shofar gadol.
Sure.
Taka is gematria tefillin.
Tefillin. Interesting.
And right, because in the parsha, so the tefillin is talking about zikara.
Exactly. Lezikoroin v'hoye lo'ois al yotcha u'lezikoroin b'neinecha. Exactly. Tefillin is called the zikoroin. Definitely.
So maybe that is our tekiah. That is our tokah, the shofar gadol, is with our tefillah, which is kayach Mashiach.
It makes sense. And when Mashiach comes, it says, v'hoye b'yomahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. I know that in the Sifri Chasidus, there are many different gematrias related to tekiah. Definitely. Makes sense, sure.
And then also, V'ra'u kol amei aretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yarumikem. And then all the nations, including Amalek, will be terrified of us.
Exactly. And that pasuk is speaking about the tefillin. They'll see the name of Hashem upon you, which is the tefillin. Definitely. Beautiful. Sure. Okay. Thank all of you that were zeicher to have this year. Interesting, the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is l'malo min hazman. We're going into Shabbos now. This Shabbos, the final Shabbos before Shavuos. It should be the first Shabbos of our lives. We should experience it to the fullest, enjoy it, and to prepare ourselves for the wedding day, the real wedding. When there aren't going to be 50 people or 10 people like Corona, all 600,000 neshamas are going to be at the wedding that's going to take place Shavuos night, the Mitzvah Shem. All the best.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shabbos.
To you too. All the best.
Shabbos. Thank you so much.
Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Thanks, Rabbi Nosson.
Thank you.